This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
The new coronavirus has moved across Wisconsin communities, first hitting urban areas in March and then working its way across the state. Now, the pandemic has reached places where residents didn't think they had to worry as much, like suburban Waukesha County. Corrine Hess reports cases there have increased rapidly since early July.
Judy Redding has been a clerk at Discount Liquor for nearly 30 years. Redding says the normally busy store has been packed since the pandemic began 5 months ago. Over the last few weeks, more of her customers started wearing masks. She sees this as a sign of respect as the number of coronavirus cases continue to increase in Waukesha County.
I'm not going to stop wearing a mask until numbers go down. It's not a hoax. I know customers that come in here that are like emergency doctors, and they said people better start taking this serious.
New York Times data shows in the last week, Waukesha County has shown some of the fastest growth in new daily cases per capita. On Monday, Waukesha County had 3,663 cases and 55 deaths. Dr. Ben Weston is an associate professor of emergency medicine at the Medical College of Wisconsin. He says Waukesha County is seeing more cases, but more telling is the number of tests coming back positive.
They've had days where they're over 16% positive. Now, it is a little harder to tease out without knowing how much testing is going on those days, but nonetheless, 16% positive is... it's concerning.
By comparison, the state average is 9.6% positive. Weston says the numbers in Waukesha County are especially alarming, considering how they have changed since the pandemic has started. He says what's happening in Waukesha County mirrors what's happening nationally.
Places that opened up a little bit sooner, places that are more aggressive about getting back to life as normal, oftentimes, unfortunately, are hit the hardest.
Weston praised Governor Tony Evers' statewide mask mandate that went into effect Saturday, requiring everyone over the age of 5 to wear a mask indoors. But State Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald and other Republicans opposed the mandate, arguing local officials should make the decision. During an interview Thursday, before the mask mandate was issued, Waukesha's Republican County Executive Paul Farrell raised concerns about the enforcement.
We have to be mindful of our physical separation, that 6 feet of distancing, the social distancing that we've talked about. And if you can't be socially distanced, then you should consider wearing a mask.
Farrell later issued a statement saying many Waukesha County residents are concerned the mandate infringes on their personal freedoms. Waukesha County Sheriff joined others, saying it would not enforce the mask mandate. But the rise in cases have friends like Tim Inda and Daniel Coor thinking about how to remain safe. The two meet daily along Waukesha's Fox River. They don't wear masks when they meet, but they say they do when they go other places. Coor says they trust each other, too.
I expect that he respects his life and doesn't go out gallivanting with no mask on. I mean, he's more intelligent than that. We have families that we love too.
Diners outside of Taylor's People's Park were largely without masks, except for Andy and Brianna Wagner. They say they wear them for peace of mind.
It seems like it goes in waves where you see a lot of people with masks and then not a lot of people with masks. And even when you go from county to county, it seems to differ a little bit.
At Discount Liquor, the manager hopes the statewide order will level the playing field. He hopes it makes employees like Redding feel safe coming to work and his community stay healthy. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.